don't know if this happens with you guys or not, or yesterday. Did you, either of you, get like a super bad fast storm yesterday, or is that just me?
I was about to lay down just for about an hour or two, and Warren came through real quick, and he said, just so you know, we might get some extreme weather in the next hour.
So this would have been the 5 to 6, 7 o'clock
something
range?
Like that, yeah. Yes. Yep, around 6.
So at my house, it was like really windy, and it looked like it was going to, and I got an alert that there could be emergency storms, but I didn't hear, or emergency weather, whatever, and I didn't hear anything, but when I took the dog out this morning, I saw that things were wet.
Well, this thing was, I was watching it on radar, and there wasn't a lot of alerts or anything on TV, but it was only like this big. It was like an oval. And you know how things go across the state from left to right typically?
Yeah.
This thing was coming like north to south, like this. It was so odd to see it like that on radar. And it was kind of like the red in the middle, the orange, the yellow, and then the green. And I'm telling you, the corner of the red literally came down the center of my street. I wish
wow.
I would have taken. You could hear this thing. It was like, grrr. It sounded like there was something on outside.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Standing there on the front step, and it was just, all the trees were kind of half bent, and it just rolled right down the street, this storm, and then poured, and then it was fine. It was like the fastest 15-minute strange. I was glued to it. It was better than television last night.
That is weird. Have you ever been in a situation where, like, it's raining at your house and you walk across the street to the neighbors, but it's not raining at their house?
Yeah, you're right on the edge.
That is so weird to me.
That's the cusp. You're right on the cusp of rain. Absolutely. Real quick, that's incredible today.
That's incredible.
Listen to this. A woman was busted earlier this month having cigarettes delivered to the roof of her hotel by drone. She was caught by a hotel staff member. The police have fined her $1,300. The man operating the drone was from below. It is unclear if he's going to be punished.
What did they do wrong?
She wanted cigarettes. I guess she was in a hotel where they said you can't leave because of quarantine,
she was
whatever.
In quarantine.
But she went up to the roof and the drone delivered her cigs.
Oh, and that's leaving.
Yeah,
I'm technically, even though there's no one around.
And you're landing something on the roof. Maybe you're not allowed
to
do that.
Which could be contaminated, right? Okay, wow.
That's clever, though.
It is not quite incredible.
That's incredible.
Here's kind of a similar story. In Australia, there's a 39-year-old guy who escaped his hotel quarantine yesterday by doing what we've seen in movies and cartoons all of our lives. He tied bed sheets together, tossed it out the window, and used it as a rope to descend down 4 stories to the street below.
Wow.
He was caught, arrested, and charged with failure to comply in Australia.
Okay. When I, my house in high school, when my bedroom was up on the second floor, I did that trick a couple times.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
Yeah, I could jump out the window. It didn't hurt that much to land on the ground, but I couldn't get back up, so.
And that's why you didn't have a door on your bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Well, eventually they would move me downstairs where there was a door in my bedroom, which, who does that? That thing was like a revolving door. I was like, okay, good night, see ya.
I dated a girl that didn't have a door on her bedroom when I was in high school.
A door to the outside? It's the weirdest thing.
It is weird.
Yeah.
Because she was like, oh, come up to my room. I'm like, okay. Oh, I can see your mom and dad's bed from here. It was just very strange. How about this one?
That's incredible.
A man supposedly reaches his style prime at age 30. Before that point, he's just an average guy going through some overall looks, 5 overall looks, then 4 hairdos, 3 different facial hairstyles. But when it comes down to it, they say 30 is your real stylish time. And then it all goes downhill from there.
Do you think that's when you peaked?
Oh, I peaked at 19.
Yeah.
and that was a good time for me.
And then you stay, and then you kind of stay there. I have the biggest trouble with Warren. Like, I'll get him all the flashy current stuff, and he's like, I don't like it. I don't think it looks good. And I'm like, no, it does. It really does.
He just, because you know what? You're comfortable in what you're used to.
Right. That's right.
That's like actress PJ Souls, who was in Halloween. Like, I think she's a grandmother now, but when you see her, she still has blonde hair with that flip poof in the front.
Oh, that's
right. And a
black
t-shirt. And she's worn that for like 30 years. So,
look at Lisa Rinna. She's had the same hairstyle since the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just a couple people that get away with it that just are like, hey, this is how it's going to be. And that's fine. There you go. There's your That's Incredible on 100.3 WNIC.